Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means that I'm a living creature. Am I a snail, a chimpanzee, or perhaps a rhinoceros? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down storyteller is. Why, hello there! I'm currently trotting across the savanna in Mozambique, which is a country in southeastern Africa. There are three species of me, which all belong to the Equidae family, which also includes horses and donkeys. We can be found in a variety of habitats here in our native Africa. Of course, there is the vast savanna where I personally roam, but we can live in grasslands, woodlands, shrublands, and even mountainous areas. If roaming in wide expanses sounds isolating to you, you couldn't be more wrong. I live and travel along in a big group of up to 1,000 members of my species that goes by a few different names. A herd, a zeal, or even a dazzle. How fabulous is that? Living in a herd is basically like having a big family where all the members look out for one another. In our herds, we communicate with expressive sounds and body movements. Our social structure is fascinating. We form tightly knit groups for protection, led by a dominant male called a stallion. The females are called mares, and our young are called foals. And when we are attacked by predators, we form a semicircle around our attacker to bite, nip, and kick at them. If that doesn't sound scary to you, then it should, because our strong legs are capable of delivering powerful kicks. Seriously, we're able to kick with nearly 3,000 pounds of force, which is strong enough to kill a fully grown lion with just a single blow to its body. So beware! Living in a herd also helps us find food and water. Of course, one amazing fact about me is that I can survive without any water for up to 5 whole days. But eventually, even I get a thirst that needs quenching. And then I'm so glad to be surrounded by so many of my kind, traveling together in search of water holes and fresh grass to support our herbivore diet. This journey is easier and safer when we do it as a group. Plus, it's always more fun with friends. Now, let's talk about my ears. I have excellent hearing. The position of my ears allows me to hear in almost any direction, and based on whether my ears are up and alert or flattened, helps communicate my mood to other zebras in the herd. I also communicate with facial expressions and sounds. For example, I often make loud braying or barking sounds. I can even snort. Whoa, hush a moment. I heard something with my incredible ears just then. I can see that other members of my herd are starting to move. Oh yes, we're all sprinting off together now at around 40 miles per hour in a zigzag fashion to confuse an advancing lion. It's go time! It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator lives in a herd, which can also be called a zeal or a dazzle. It's a member of the Equidae family, which includes horses. It has a powerful kick and is an herbivore. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Phew, it looks like we all got away this time. That isn't by chance, you know. My kind has been around for over 4 million years, evolving alongside horses and donkeys, so we're pretty good at surviving. But what makes me really stand out, or really blend in depending on the situation, is my extraordinary coat. Guess what? It's striped! Black and white, my coat bears a pattern that is as unique to each member of my species as fingerprints are to humans. My stripes have sparked many debates. Some scientists think they're for camouflaging, blending into the grass and confusing predators like lions and cheetahs. Others believe they help regulate my temperature or even keep away pesky insects. My stripes are a natural wonder that have fascinated people for centuries. I'm a symbol in many cultures. In ancient Rome, I was often a symbol of high status. In more recent times, I've been a muse for artists and storytellers, appearing in countless books, movies, and artworks, often symbolizing freedom and individuality. Hello, you might remember Marty in Madagascar? Yeah, that was me! I'm not just about looks, though. In the wild, I play a crucial role. Grazing on tough grasses, I help maintain the balance of the ecosystem, paving the way for other herbivores to enjoy softer grasses. Did you know that each of my kind prefers different grass heights, reducing competition for food? That's pretty smart. Speaking of food, I am super hungry. Look at that yummy grass over there. I think I'm gonna take a break for lunch, so I guess I'll see you later. Unless you're wearing orange, that is. I can't see the color orange. Toodaloo! Okay, upside down story sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a zebra! I hope you enjoyed today's upside-down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.